Hi there, Des Moines theater people. Thanks so much for listening to Des Moines Backstage, the Central Iowa Theater Podcast. I just realized we started this little podcast almost exactly a year ago now, so I want to start by thanking you for listening. We're bringing a real special episode to you now, our very first episode that isn't about a specific production. I'm talking, of course, about the Clarus Awards, which talked to a lot of great people tonight at the nomination party that were involved with some great performances over the year, and a few of them even got nominations. I arrived early to the nomination party to get a good seat and to get a good drink, and before I knew it, the place was packed. The first person I ran into, on purpose, was my good friend Josh Visnapu, who is the artistic director of Open Door Rep, whose production of Lungs is eligible for nominations this year. I asked Josh what it was like to have a show that could possibly be nominated for the first time.
It's pretty neat. I guess, being friends with most everybody in the community, it's an exciting time for everyone involved. I'm more excited for my friends, man. Like, this is going to be a lot of fun. Like, everybody in this town has done just incredible work this year. I've been fortunate to see a lot of shows. Not as many as some people. I'm standing next to Tim Rose right now.
We'll talk to Tim.
But I've been fortunate enough to see a lot of shows, and there's been some really awesome stuff this year.
Next up, I spoke with Tim Rose, who helms the Gentle Guide to Des Moines Theater website. Now, if you've not checked out this website, pause this right now and check it out. I'll wait. It has absolutely everything you could ever need to know about Des Moines Theater. It's got schedules, some reviews, some wonderful articles that Tim's written. Tim saw almost every single show this year, so I decided to ask him how many shows he saw.
Well, over the last year, since the last Clarus Awards, I have seen 100 and... what was the number we just gave up?
168.
168 shows. And
wow.
Shows and events. So things like this count, the nominations, okay, and things like that. As far as pure shows, it's still well over 100. So.
It's safe to say that every show that will get a nomination tonight, you've seen.
More than likely.
I decided to ask Tim, since he'd seen every show, to give us some early predictions as to who he thought might get a nomination.
I think August Osage County was one of my favorite shows of earlier this year.
That was from Repertory Theater.
That was from Repertory Theater of Iowa. I think Katie Merriman in Last 5 Years was fantastic.
That was
deserves
at Noche.
And that was at Noche, and she probably deserves an actress nomination. But I'll be happy with all of these. I mean, I have been able to become friends with an awful lot of these people, and I just want to see all of them celebrate each other, and that's what this type of event is really.
Up next, I ran into Craig Peterson, who gave what I would consider to be a brilliant performance as Ned Weeks in Noche's production of The Normal Heart earlier this year. I asked Craig what he liked about the Clarus Awards and what he would do if he got a nomination.
I just like communing with fellow actors, producers, theater people. It's just like coming to see a big bunch of family you haven't seen in a while.
It's true. It's a good community event, and hopefully you get a nomination tonight. What are you going to do if you do get a nomination?
I will sip some more whiskey.
Good.
Next up, I ran into Kim and Dan Hames. Kim starred in Ugly Lies the Bone at Stage West and Steel Magnolias at the Playhouse this year. I first asked Kim what she liked about the Clarus Awards.
Well, this is my first Clarus Awards.
It is?
Yes.
Wow.
So my first pre-nomination party, and I love Des Moines Theater, and the past year and a half has been really awesome in terms of community and making new friends here in the city, and I just love celebrating theaters.
I'd never talked to Dan Hames before. He's the new executive director at Iowa Stage, so this was exciting, a new friend and a new theater company. I asked Dan what it was like to be the new kid on the block at the Clarus Award nomination party.
It's scary.
Is it?
It's scary, but it's also fun because this is a chance to obviously let the people that volunteer or work with us really kind of shine, and it's exciting. I can't wait to see, who gets nominated, because it's that recognition, right? Actors like recognition, and I like seeing that.
Right. So. And hopefully you get to look forward to your company, well, not your company, but the company that you kind of lead, having some nominations next year.
That's what we're hoping for. I mean, we're pulling out all the stops with our first show. No pun intended, but company. So we're hoping, but really we just wanted to be a good show, regardless of nomination or not.
Right before the nominations started, I ran into Shane Donegan, an actor who is in both Ugly Lies the Bone and The Normal Heart, and Nick Amundsen, who is quite simply the busiest designer in town. Here's what they had to say about their Chloris Award nomination party.
What do you like most about the Chloris Award?
I've never been a part of this before.
This is your first time?
Yeah.
This is Kim's first time as well.
That's amazing.
It is.
Yeah, I didn't do a show last year when they had it, and then I did a super small part in the show the year before, so I just never really had a super big reason to come here besides, like, interacting with people I like.
Just looking at Josh there. Well, what do you think the Chloris Awards bring? You know, what do you think they do to service the Des Moines theater community?
Well, I think it's a great moment to celebrate all the different things the Des Moines theater community does. And really, when you look at it as a whole, you see how much stuff actually happens here.
Here's Nick.
How many shows are you possibly eligible to have nominated?
I don't know.
A lot?
Like 10 shows?
Yeah. So we're here with Nick Amundsen, set designer for tons of shows. What do you like most about the Chloris Awards?
It pushes me to be better.
And that was Nick. Thank you.
It's really true. I'm like, no. I have to beat myself. I have to get a nomination.
That's true. If you don't get a nomination.
Yeah, I didn't get nominated last year, and I felt really shitty about myself. So I made sure I really did a good job this year.
You did, and all of the shows you did this year were phenomenal. But seriously, you have tons of shows that you did this year. Like,
yeah,
honestly, probably
just counting 2017, I'll have exactly 10 shows by the end of the year.
Wow. So it's a safe bet that we'll hear Nick's name come up during the nominations. Hopefully we do.
Then the nominations started. Our hosts, Aaron Smith and Danny Bull, both winners from last year, listed off the nominees. Unfortunately, the audio from that was really bad from everyone cheering after all the names were read, so I'm just going to read the list off. The nominees for Best Play are The Amen Corner, presented by Pyramid Theater Company, August Osage County, presented by Stage West and RTI, A Christmas Carol, presented by RTI, Death of a Salesman, presented by RTI, and Here, presented by Stage West. Nominees for Best Musical are Guys and Dolls, presented by Urbandale Community Theater, The Last 5 Years, presented by Noche, School of Rock, presented by Des Moines Young Artists Theater, Tick Tick Boom, presented by Noche, and Young Frankenstein, presented by Des Moines Community Playhouse. Nominees for Youth and Family Production are Aquila and the Bee, presented by Des Moines Young Artists Theater, Fancy Nancy, presented by the Des Moines Community Playhouse Children's Theater, Ramona Quimby, presented by the Des Moines Playhouse Children's Theater, School of Rock, presented by Des Moines Young Artists Theater, and Willy Wonka, presented by the Des Moines Community Playhouse. Moving on to the acting nominations here. Nominees for Best Performance by an Actor in a Leading Role for a Play are Richard Maynard as Scrooge in A Christmas Carol, presented by RTI, Eric Olson as John in Aliana, presented by Tallgrass, Craig Peterson as Ned Weeks in The Normal Heart, presented by Noche, Christopher Williams as Dr. Van Helsing in Dracula Evermore, presented by the Iowa Shakespeare Experience, and Antonio Woodard as David in The Amen Corner, presented by a Pyramid Theater Company. Nominees for Best Performance by an Actress in a Leading Role in a Play are Kim Grimaldi as Violet in August Osage County, presented by Stage West and RTI, Tiffany Johnson as Sister Margaret in The Amen Corner, presented by a Pyramid Theater Company, Carla Cash as Barbara, Carla Cash as Barbara in August Osage County, presented by Stage West and RTI, Becky Scholtek as Paige Connor in Here at Stage West, and Marnie Strait as W in Lungs, presented by Open Door Rep. Nominees for Best Performance by an Actor in a Supporting Role in a Play are Edward Barker as Charles Pruitt in Mississippi, presented by Pyramid Theater Company, Spencer Gilbert as Felix Turner in The Normal Heart, presented by Noche, Benjamin Sheridan as Biff Loman in Death of a Salesman, presented by RTI, and Sean Wilson as Christmas Present in A Christmas Carol, presented by RTI, and he also got nominated for his role as Arnold Connor in Here at Stage West. Nominees for Best Performance by an Actress in a Supporting Role in a Play are Susan Casper as Mavis Jemko in A Delightful Quarantine at the Ankeny Community Theater, Gina Gedler as Weezer Boudreaux in Steel Magnolias at the Des Moines Playhouse, Andrea Haynes as Sister Moore in the Amen Corner at Pyramid Theater Company, Caitlin McBurney as Jessica in Hands to God, presented by Stage West, and Nancy Zubrod as Maddie in August Osage County, presented by Stage West and RTI. Nominees for Best Performance by an Actor in a Leading Role in a Musical are Michael Bull as Sky Masterson in Guys and Dolls at the Urbandale Community Theater, James Kolnick as Jimmy Harper in Reefer Madness at Cataclysmic Productions, Charlie Reese as Jonathan in Tick, Tick, Boom at Noche, and Charlie was also nominated for his role as Dr. Frankenstein in Young Frankenstein at the Des Moines Playhouse, Max Wellman as Jamie in The Last 5 Years at Noche. Nominees for Best Performance by an Actress in a Leading Role in a Musical are Danny Bull as Sarah Brown in Guys and Dolls at Urbandale, Kirsten Brown as Maria in West Side Story at the Playhouse, Allison Martins as Adelaide in Guys and Dolls at Urbandale, Katie Merriman as Kathy in The Last 5 Years at Noche, and Jill Ziegler as Susan in Tick, Tick, Boom at Noche. Nominees for Best Performance by an Actor in a Supporting Role in a Musical are James Kolnick as The Wicked Witch in The Wizard of Oz by Cataclysmic Productions, Greg Millar as Nicely Nicely Johnson in Guys and Dolls at Urbandale, Madison Ray as Michael in Tick, Tick, Boom at Noche, Brett Spar as Igor in Young Frankenstein at the Des Moines Playhouse, and Adam Yankovi as the monster in Young Frankenstein at the Des Moines Playhouse. Nominees for Best Performance by an Actress in a Supporting Role in a Musical: Patricia Arvanis as Inga in Young Frankenstein at the Des Moines Playhouse, Mary Bricker as Frau Blücher in Young Frankenstein at the Des Moines Playhouse, Melody DeRogatis as Mrs. Gloop in Willy Wonka at the Des Moines Playhouse, Tiffany Flory as Anita in West Side Story at the Des Moines Playhouse, and Jackie Schmillen as Elizabeth Benning in Young Frankenstein at the Des Moines Playhouse. A new category this year is the Best Performance by a Rising Star, which is someone under 18. Nominees are Isabel Daza as Dewey Finn in School of Rock by Des Moines Young Artists Theater, Ryan Henze as James Trotter in James and the Giant Peach Jr. at Des Moines Young Artists Theater, Ellie Miglin as Charlie Bucket in Willy Wonka at the Des Moines Playhouse, Savannah Trotter as Rosalie Mullins in School of Rock at the Des Moines Young Artists Theater, and Gabe Wagner as Freddy in School of Rock, presented by the Des Moines Young Artists Theater. Move on to Youth and Ensemble Productions here. Nominees for Best Youth and Family Ensemble Production: The Boxcar Children at the Des Moines Playhouse, James and the Giant Peach Jr. at Des Moines Young Artists Theater, Ramona Quimby at the Des Moines Playhouse, School of Rock at Des Moines Young Artists Theater, and Willy Wonka at the Des Moines Playhouse. Move on to the Design Awards now. Nominees for Best Scenic Design: Nick Amundsen, Young Frankenstein at the Des Moines Playhouse, Jay Jagum for both August Osage County at Stage West and RTI, and Here at Stage West, Ronnie Wells for Oleana at Tallgrass, and Randy Young for No Coast at Goldfinch. Nominees for Lighting Design: Jay Jagum got 2, one for A Christmas Carol at RTI and one for Turn of the Screw. This is listed as Stage West, but Turn of the Screw was also a RTI show. Virgil Klein-Hesslink for Young Frankenstein at the Des Moines Playhouse, John Pomeroy for The Amen Corner at Pyramid Theater Company, and Jim Trenberth for August Osage County at Stage West and RTI. Nominees for Best Sound Design: 4 of the 5 are for Josh Jepson. He got nominated for his sound design for The Amen Corner, August Osage County, Ugly Lies the Bone, and Young Frankenstein, and that one was in collaboration with Maxwell Schaefer. And then David Miller was nominated for his design for Steel Magnolias at the Playhouse. Nominees for Costume and Makeup Design are Nick Amundsen for The Wizard of Oz at Cataclysmic, Emily Ganfield for her design of Taming of the Shrew at RTI, Robin Heinemann for Dracula Evermore at the Iowa Shakespeare Experience, and Angela Lampe got nominated for her designs for Willy Wonka and Young Frankenstein at the Playhouse. Nominees for Best Choreography. There's five nominations here for three people, which is pretty impressive. Megan Helmers got nominated for her choreography for School of Rock at Des Moines Young Artists Theater and Wizard of Oz at Cataclysmic. Carla Cash was nominated for West Side Story at the Playhouse. And Allison Schaefer was nominated for Willy Wonka and Young Frankenstein at the Playhouse. And last nomination here is for Best Direction. First one is Brad Dell for Death of a Salesman at RTI. Ken Matt Martin for The Amen Corner at Pyramid. Matt MacGyver for A Christmas Carol at RTI. Matt MacGyver again for August Osage County, presented by Stage West and RTI. And Max Schaefer for Young Frankenstein at the Des Moines Community Playhouse. We got to speak with new Chloris Award nominees Marnie Strait, Craig Peterson, and Nick Amundsen after the list was read.
Craig, so you got nominated for, a few things. So your wife, Kristen, who's unfortunately not here, the show that she directed, No Coast, through Goldfinch, got nominated for Best Scenic Design by Randy Young, who unfortunately left us earlier this year. That sounded like he died. He's alive.
He's alive. He's just moved on to grad school. Yeah.
Right. So he got nominated. Then you got nominated for Best. Tell me what you got nominated for.
Best Performance by an Actor in a Leading Role.
As Ned Weeks from The Normal Heart, you were on the podcast for that episode.
I was, yeah.
For that show. So Congratulations. How does it feel to be nominated?
It feels great. It's one of the most challenging roles that I've ever done, and I'm grateful to have been nominated, and even more grateful to have done the role. So it's a great.
Well, congratulations. How does it feel to be nominated for your role in Lungs? How's it feel?
I honestly didn't expect that our show was even on the radar, so that made me very happy. And
you deserve it. It was a fantastic performance.
Thank you.
I was pulling for your role from No Coast as well.
You know, I really thought it was going to be that role.
So, Nick, you got nominated. How many nominations did you get?
Well, I got, overall, I got set design for Young Frankenstein.
Much
I got
deserved.
Costume and makeup for Wizard of Oz. My actor from Wizard of Oz, Jim Kolnick, got the best supporting actor or whatever for Witch. And he also got for Reefer Madness,
Right.
As Jimmy Harper. And then Megan Helmers got Best Choreography for Wizard of Oz.
So you're coming away with quite a few nominations.
Heck yeah,
you must be pretty happy.
I'm very excited about
Much deserved. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
We'll see you at the awards.
So there you have it. In just two short weeks, on August 27th at 6:30 p.m., these people and their friends will pack into the theater at Hoyt Sherman Place and hopefully wait to hear their names called. The event is hosted by local theater people and celebrities, in my opinion. Maxwell Schaefer from KIOA and Jackie Schmillen from CW Iowa Live, both of whom are also nominated. I, for one, cannot wait and hope to see you there. Thanks.